It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Winter is here. Tuesday is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, and the official first day of winter. With the change in season comes the rise of the Omicron variant. It's now the dominant coronavirus strain in the U.S., accounting for over 73% of new cases. And it's happening less than 3 weeks after the first case was reported here. Omicron is even more prevalent in certain parts of the country, making up over 95% of the virus in parts of the Northwest and Southeast. President Biden, speaking about the pandemic in an address Tuesday afternoon, announcing new steps the White House is taking to help communities that need assistance, including plans to deploy military service members to hospitals and to distribute 500 million free at-home tests. The fast spread of Omicron has prompted the resumption of mask mandates in some cities and states in the Northeast, where the growth in new cases has been particularly steep. And the first Omicron-linked death in the U.S. was recorded in Texas, in Harris County, on Monday night. The man was unvaccinated and had previously been infected. Moving on to Manchin. The senator from West Virginia, who claims to be a Democrat, hit back against White House staffers who accused him of breaking a promise when he said he couldn't support the Build Back Better plan. Manchin's claiming it was the Biden aides who poisoned negotiations after he suggested another compromise alternative $1.8 trillion package that included universal pre-K for 10 years, expanding Obamacare, and providing hundreds of billions of dollars for climate measures. But his counteroffer left out extending the expanded child tax credit, a key part of Biden's economic stimulus that has dramatically reduced child poverty. But new reports Tuesday morning suggest that the Joes have spoken since Manchin's bombshell on Fox Not News Sunday, and that they will begin new talks on some sort of Build Back Better package when they return in early January. The Environmental Protection Agency on Monday announced that it had finalized a rule cutting limits on tailpipe emissions to reduce climate-warming carbon dioxide pollution. The change essentially restores an Obama administration standard, which called for car makers to hit an average of 51 miles per gallon by 2025, but was cut back by the former administration to about 44 miles per gallon. Speaking of the former guy, he was booed after announcing to a mostly unmasked crowd that he had received a booster shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. It was the fourth and final stop of the history tour. It was Trump and former Fox host Bill O'Reilly, this one at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Trump confirmed his booster status and even told those chiding him, and presumably O'Reilly, who also said he's boosted, to stop being critical of people for getting vaccinated.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
That's ours. There's a very tiny group over there.
New reports suggest O'Reilly had to talk Trump down. He was so upset because of the booze. His feelings were hurt. Aww. Well, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has requested an interview and a trove of documents from a sitting congressman. Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, who is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. Again, this is the panel's first push to meet with a sitting member of Congress. Notably, the committee did not serve a subpoena to Perry, who attempted to pressure the DOJ to overturn the election and met with Trump before the events of January 6th. Trump's been busy filing lawsuits. On Monday, he filed a suit against New York Attorney General Letitia James, asking a federal court to block James' civil fraud investigation into his real estate company. James wants to question Trump about whether his organization inflated the value of its properties to get better loans and undervalued buildings to lower its tax bills. Trump and his company accused James of targeting him for political reasons in violation of his constitutional rights. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, a vocal supporter of the former guy and operator of the far-right InfoWars website, has filed a lawsuit against the House committee investigating January 6th attack, seeking to block the panel from obtaining his phone records and forcing him to testify next month. Jones said he plans to assert his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and that the committee rejected his offer to provide written answers to their questions. He also said he doesn't intend to produce any documents because he feels his, quote, journalistic activity is protected under the First Amendment. Oh, please. The three most high-profile trials going on in America right now are wrapping up, and the defendants are all women. So the jury resumes deliberations Tuesday at Ghislaine Maxwell's federal trial after the prosecution and defense presented their closing arguments that focused on her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Prosecutors argued that Maxwell manipulated and enticed vulnerable girls as a key accomplice in Epstein's schemes to sexually abuse underage girls. Maxwell's defense team used its closing argument to attack the motivations of the women who testified about the abuse and to contend that Maxwell's association with Epstein was not criminal. The 59-year-old Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to six federal counts, including sex trafficking of minors. If convicted on all counts, she faces up to 70 years in prison. The jury also resumes deliberations Tuesday in the manslaughter trial of Kim Potter. She's the former Minneapolis police officer who mistook her firearm for her taser and fatally shot and killed Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man, during a traffic stop in April. And to complete the high-profile trial trifecta, the jury in the fraud trial of Elizabeth Holmes also began deliberations on Monday. This trial of the entrepreneur accused of lying to investors and patients about her blood testing startup Theranos lasted almost 4 months. The eight men and four women on the jury are now deciding whether prosecutors have proven that Holmes committed 9 counts of wire fraud and 2 counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud while pitching Theranos to investors and patients. Remember Michael Fanone, the D.C. police officer who was dragged into a mob and beaten during the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol? And he later publicly excoriated lawmakers and others who downplayed the attack? Well, he submitted his resignation on Monday. His last day will be December 31st. Fanone is now joining CNN as a paid contributor. And finally, just in time for Christmas, the White House announced the addition of a new resident, a new German Shepherd puppy named Commander. The puppy was a birthday gift from the president's brother and sister-in-law. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.